Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And we've been joined live in the studio by friend of the show, Glenn Robbins. Oh, how are you, Glenn?
Great to be here.
Always great to catch up with you.
I bring good segments to this show.
You come armed and locked and loaded.
I'm excited today because I've often when I do a 21st speech, I'll present a menu of the person. And then I'll go, hey, these are the things I know about them. It's a menu. You get to choose. They get to hear the stories they want to hear. So I have come up with, and we can roll in the intro here, the Mick Molloy degustation menu.
Ladies and gentlemen, pull up a chair, grab a glass of wine, and take a look at the Molloy degustation menu.
Sounds a bit posh.
So
where are we?
We're in the restaurant.
Are you playing the piano?
I'm on the piano. I'm just giving you a gentle nod as you walk past.
And you're wearing your dinner suit.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yep. Right. And Mick, you can't smoke in here, by the way.
No.
Yeah, okay. So what we do, we've got the menu here in front. I can see it now. Here it is.
How's it work?
Well, you can hold it too. There it is.
No, I've got one.
Then we've got entree, mains, dessert and specials.
Yes.
So do you want me to give
me the choice of entree? What's the choice?
We've got the pedestrian pickup.
Yes.
We've got the golf bet, or we've got wash my small.
Jeez. Well, I'm intrigued. I'm feeling kind of a bit peckish for maybe wash my smalls. What's wash my smalls?
Okay, I'll get your order. It's not going to jump to you. And MG, what would you like?
I like the pedestrian pickup. I'm intrigued by that.
Both very good orders. Both very good. Mick may well remember these, but I will take you through them very quickly and we'll move on to the main shortly. The pedestrian pickup is when you and I, this is only a small story.
Yeah, sure.
When we're in Adelaide doing the festival over there,
that's right.
We all made the comment that the pedestrian crossings were... You wait for ages.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, we
such a small town with only two intersections.
I reckon they're punching above their weight. So we wander around Adelaide. We go and do the show that night, and then Mick turns up the next morning. He goes, "You know how they do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
Do you know how the lights are really long? Do you realise that I managed to pick up a girl in that time?
What? At the pedestrian crossing.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did. Waiting for the walks.
Oh, my goodness.
By the time you got from the waiting to the other side of the road.
It was all done. It's all...
And where'd you go?
Lovely joy. And now I will say that doesn't end well.
Okay.
It ended with her.
It's in the mains. It's in the mains.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Don't go there.
Oh, my eyes are too big for my stomach.
Now, who was it? Wash my smalls?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm in Adelaide. I get a call before the show. Mick says, "Can you come around to my room?" And I'm going, "What? What is going on here?" He goes, "I don't know how to wash my underpants."
You are unbelievable.
But you did.
I remember asking you to iron my shirt before a gig.
Yes, I did iron a shirt. But did you not say to me when I got... No, actually, you're right. When I got around there, you said, "I can't turn on the washing machine. I've never used a washing machine before. How do I wash my underpants?"
I may have... mentioned that. Look, actually, what we're going to do, we're going to come back. Are we coming back from Mainz?
Yeah, and can I play this out? I'm with my
bit of piano here in the lounge.
No, not that one. Hope you're enjoying it here. That's the Molloy Degustation menu.
Don't forget to put some money in the jar on the way out. Yes.
Any requests?
You're on the piano, Glenn. I had no idea.
Gee, lovely to see you both here. And gee, can I say you look lovely tonight?
It seems like a very high, fine dining restaurant.
It is fine dining.
We're working our way through the menu. We've had a couple of entree stories. So we're on the mains.
The mains.
What are our choices for mains?
There's the bike, the upset bikey, and there's the birth of Boytown. Now, I don't know what.
I don't understand what upset bikey. Can I request upset bikey, please? For my
please. Name? So, Mick, the girl that you met at the lights, it turned out, was the girlfriend of who?
Ah, yes, of course. Well, a bikey. Like a bikey.
Gang.
Yeah, that's right. Quite a powerful one, too. Yeah.
We don't see Mick all day. He turns up. He walks in just before he walks on stage. I'm with it's Glenn Roberts and Jeff Stilson, who are the biggest scaredy cats you have ever met in your life. I have a cup of tea before the show, and Jeff just sort of natters to himself quietly in a corner with fear. Mick says, by the way, I met this girl last night, and then he goes, goes out with a bike, and he's found out, and I think he's turned up tonight, and he might be with a few friends in the audience. Yeah, and you weren't trying to be funny.
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to give you fair warning.
Yeah, and what did you say as advice while we're on stage?
I just said you might want to move around a bit.
If we hear a crack,
Thank you for coming. Have you got a little something for dessert?
Oh, very quickly for dessert. Why don't you share one? Mick drives the. Oh no, sorry, dessert. Smoking in the boys' room, the backstage fan, or the golfing walk-off.
We've told it before, but I like the backstage fan.
Yes.
Do you want to tell it? Shall I tell it?
Well, I should set it up first of all. That Mick, he's a prankster. And let's just not be honest. And he would do things to me backstage that I won't go into. And I one day, and I've denied this for some time, but Mick, you might like, and I think it was in a very hot place. I think it was far north Queensland.
We were in Cairns or somewhere, it was. And it was stifling and it was hot. Yeah. And we were backstage and there was no air conditioning.
And it was set up like this. I got him twice because he said, "Can I have a glass of water?" I pretended to fill up a glass of water, walked towards him, and then tripped and then went to throw it in his face. It was a great joke. Then I can't remember. Then he responded quite aggressively, going, "That was stupid. You're an idiot. So you tell him what happened next.
So I'm in my underpants. I'm in my dressing room, and I've got a fan.
Yes,
I've got a fan on. You know, one of the rotary fans. What do you call them? Fan blowing
in your face,
air at me, and then you walk in. In your underpants, you stand behind the fan and you fart into the fan. So the fan then goes and jettisons the air into the room.
I am a classy guy.
Basically knocking me out.
Yeah, classy guy. Again, you did not respond well.
Dutch oven.
Anyway, have you enjoyed visiting their beautiful restaurant?
It's been great. Thank you once again, Glenn
Roberts.
Yeah,
I'll see you.
Love you, Glenn.
I'm full.
Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MJ in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.